Results change when causes change.
Someone asked me why for countless lives man has tried to get rid of anger and has not succeeded. I told him that perhaps he did not have the right solution. He told me that the solutions given in the scriptures which he himself was following did not eradicate his anger. I told him that the solution has to be exact and correct. Trying to find a solution to stop the anger is foolishness because anger is a result. It is just like the results of an examination. The result cannot be changed. It is the cause which one needs to change. People try to suppress anger, but it is futile, and in doing so, one may even become insane. Besides, anger is not something that one can rid himself of. A person told me that he has been successful in suppressing his anger to some degree. However, you cannot say that it is suppressed, while it still remains inside. When he asked me for a solution, I told him to make note of those circumstances and those people that made him angry and to make note of those that did not. He also was to make note of when he did not get angry even though the other person did something wrong. There are circumstances in which we get angry even though the other person does the right thing. What is the reason behind this?
Dada, is it because a knot of opinion has formed in our mind for that person?
Yes, numerous opinions have been formed. What should one do to disentangle from those opinions? The examination has already been given. You will get angry with that person as many times as you were meant to. But what must you do from now on? You should not allow yourself to become prejudiced towards the person with whom you get angry. You should change your opinion of him. It is because of the account of your prarabdha, that is fate or past karma or destiny, that this person is behaving in such a manner with you. Whatever that person does, it is because of the result of your own karma. You should change your opinion about him. If you change your opinion of him, you will no longer get angry with him. The effect from the past will remain for some time. That effect will come, give its results, and then it will cease altogether. This is a very subtle point, which people have failed to discover. There is a solution for everything. All matters in this world can never be without a solution. People are trying to destroy only the results. The solution to anger, pride, attachment, and greed is to destroy their causes and leave the results alone. If one does not have the awareness in the first place, then how will he find the solution?
Dada, please explain again how to destroy the causes.
If I get angry with this gentleman, I decide that my anger towards him is the result of me seeing faults in him previously. Now, whatever wrong he does, as long as I do not let it affect my mind, the anger towards him will subside. Some of it will still come as a result of the past, but no more will come in the future.
Does anger stem from looking at others' faults?
Yes. Even while seeing their faults, you should be aware that it is wrong and it is a result. Once this process of seeing faults in others ceases, anger will cease.
Ego is at the roots of anger.
Some people ask how they can get rid of their anger. When they tell me that they are to suppress it, I ask them whether they are trying to suppress it before or after they understand it. I tell them that they must understand anger first, because anger and peace coexist. If one fails to understand anger and tries to suppress it, he may be suppressing peace instead, so peace will die. Therefore, anger is not something that one can suppress. One has to understand that anger is ego. Analyze the ego that causes the anger. If this child breaks something valuable and we get angry, what kind of ego is it? It is the kind of ego that tells us that we have incurred a loss from the breakage. Here, the ego is of profit and loss. We have to think about how we will go about destroying this kind of ego. Otherwise, by harboring the ego, the anger will continue. Anger and greed at their very core are really only ego.
With what understanding is one to pacify anger?
Anger itself is the ego. One must examine why this is so. Once we look into it, we will be able to grasp it. If we get angry when something breaks, we have to question why the anger occurs. The answer would be that the breakage means a loss. It is because of the loss that we feel angry. If one thinks deeply about the ego and the anger, the very process of thinking will wash away his ego. There are circumstances that are unavoidable. The head of the household will scold his servant for breaking things. But he would remain silent if his son-in-law were to do the same thing. He remains silent with the people he considers important, and he yells at the servant whom he considers to be inferior. This is egoism. Do people not become silent in the presence of their superiors? If Dada were to break something, not even a single thought would cross their minds. But if the servant were to break something, then what? Even if people understood with their buddhi, that is intellect, it would suffice. If the buddhi had been developed and molded with understanding, then there would be no arguments. Will the scolding help restore the damage? It only gives one a little satisfaction. Moreover, there is bickering and mental stress involved in it. In the above situation, one has not only incurred a loss from the broken cups, but also a loss from inner restlessness has been created. Thirdly, a loss has occurred because of hostility created towards the servant. The servant thinks that he is being cruelly treated because he is poor. He will harbor hostility and will bind revenge karma for the next life. God has said that one should not bind vengeance with anyone. Where possible, bind love, but do not bind hostility. If you bind love, then that love itself will destroy the hostility. Love overcomes hatred. Vengeance will breed vengeance, and it will continue to do so forever. Vengeance is the reason for the endless wanderings life after life. Why do these human beings wander endlessly? What obstacles arise? Where do the obstructions arise? We should destroy them. It is because of one's short-sightedness that he encounters obstructions. The Jnani Purush gives you the long sight that will enable you to see things exactly the way they are.
When one gets angry with children.
Dada, what should I do when I become angry with my child?
Anger happens because of lack of understanding. If you ask your child how he feels when you get angry, he will tell you that it hurts him. He is hurt and you are too. Is there a need to get angry with the child? If it benefited him, then you could continue with it. But if the consequences are bad, then what is the point of being angry?
If we didn't get angry, then they wouldn't listen to us and they wouldn't eat.
So you would intimidate them so that they would listen to you?
Just look at the subtlety of the enlightened ones.
People will think that a father is worthless because he displays so much anger towards his child. But what sort of justice would this be according to nature? According to nature's law, the father is binding punya. Why is it considered a punya in spite of his anger? It is because he is subjecting himself to turmoil for the benefit of his child. He binds punya because he takes on the strife for the happiness of his child. Generally, all forms of anger will bind pap, except where one becomes angry and sacrifices his own happiness for the happiness of his child or his disciple. Here, punya is bound. People will look upon him with disgust and disapproval. The justice of nature is different. There is no hinsak bhav, that is intention to hurt, when you become angry with your sons or your daughters. But there is hinsak bhav everywhere else. His tato, lingering annoyance and anger, however, may remain, and if so, whenever he sets eyes on his child, the conflicts will arise inside him. Now, if neither the intent to hurt nor the lingering of annoyance were present in the anger, one would attain liberation. If just the hinsak bhav is missing, but the tato is still there, then one would bind punya. Just look at the intricate details that the Lord has discovered.
Despite anger, one binds punya.
God tells us that any anger that is done for the sake of others and for the benefit of a greater good will bind punya. Now, in the karmic path, that is the traditional step-by-step path to self-realization, religious disciples live under the fear of being reprimanded by their guru. The guru's eyes become red with anger. Yet, because he becomes angry for the welfare of his disciples, the guru binds punya. Can you imagine how much suffering they have to endure? How is one ever going to be liberated? Liberation is not easy. Only on a rare occasion does one attain something like akram vijnan.
Anger is a kind of a signal.
People would say that the man that gets angry with his children is the offender and that he is the one that binds pap, but God does not say that. God would say that he is the offender if, as a father, he fails to get angry with his child. Is it good to get angry? No, but it was necessary at the time because if he did not, his son would have strayed in the wrong direction. Consequently, anger is a red signal, nothing else. If the father had not appeared intimidating and had not become angry, he would have lost his son to the path of vice. People have no idea that anger is a red flag. It is important for one to understand when and for how long this flag has to be utilized.
From negative to positive meditation.
If you become angry with your son, your bhav, that is intention, should be, this should not happen. This means that you have changed negative meditation into positive meditation. Although you are angry, the result turns positive internally because you have changed your true inner intent.
Dada, is it because of the bhav? It should not be this way.
There is no intent to hurt behind it. It is impossible to have anger without the intent to hurt. Amongst all the different situations where anger occurs, it only binds punya when it is directed towards one's children, one's friends, and one's wife, if the intent to hurt is absent. The reason is clearly visible when one looks at his aim behind his anger. Even anger has been categorized. It is a different anger when you get angry with your son when he is not paying attention to the business. God has said that when a father gets angry with his son for stealing money and other misdeeds, the father will bind punya. Just look at how wonderful the Lord is.